321. Our main story this morning. A union says plans to cut 400 mental health jobs in Norfolk are putting patient and staff safety at risk. The Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Trust also wants to close inpatient beds to treat more people in their own homes. But Unison says it's got grave concerns about the proposals and has now raised a formal grievance with the Trust. The principal concern appears to be the safety of staff and patients. Emma Corlett is the Unison representative of the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Trust is here in the studio. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Chris.
Now, we've talked about this a lot, actually, the proposed changes in the mental health services in Norfolk, why it's happening. So why now have you decided to raise your grievances?
We're partway through the changes that the Trust are making. So up until this point, we've tried to work constructively with the Trust, recognising that to a certain extent, their hands have been tied by the budget cut that they've been given. But what has happened since the changes have started to be made is that we're seeing significant concerns in a number of those areas that have been changed. And we feel that those concerns that we've raised and staff working in those services have not been listened to or acted on.
So what has happened? What evidence have you got that the service is already having problems?
We've got an awful lot of evidence, which is why we were very surprised to see yesterday's statement from the Trust saying that they rejected any suggestion that services were unsafe. I can give you some examples. As of the 18th of December, there were just over 350 people just in central Norfolk alone without an allocated care coordinator. So that's people in the community who have significant mental health needs, who didn't have anyone allocated them to take responsibility for their care and treatment. We're seeing caseloads that are so high that people can't be seen as frequently as they need. Frequent changes of care coordinator, which disrupts continuity of care. For example, some people that have been waiting for a care coordinator for a while in January were allocated to people who were being made redundant at the end of March. So it's that frequent change which is really unsafe. In terms of staff safety, we've seen significant increases in assaults on staff, including a 100% increase in attendance, the need for attendance at accident and emergency. And we're talking about injuries such as broken bones and head injuries. So if the Trust think that is a safe service...
So just to
service,
be clear, that's to staff rather
yes,
than patients.
Yes, that's to
patients,
staff. Yeah. Our concerns were about patient safety, the quality of service and staff safety as well. So what we say, we were really startled by that very certain response from the Chief Executive yesterday, that if he considers the types of things that I have just described as a safe service, then he is working to a very different definition to safety as what staff on the front line are. And I think it just shows how out of touch they are with the reality of what is actually going on out there.
It's clearly a very challenging job that a lot of your members do. We know that. We talked about it before. But you started this piece by saying that you had some sympathy with the Trust because of the budget constraints that were there. And we've looked at that before. Could they really have done anything else working within the constraints that have been placed under them?
Absolutely. There's certainly some things that they should not have done, and that is make 79 staff redundant, try to withdraw that redundancy, find out they were unable to, at the same time that we're carrying vacancies. So the budget redundancy is now £2.3 million overspent. So the Trust will have spent over £7 million on redundancy. Because of the vacancies and the gaps that we've got, we're now spending over £1 million a month on temporary staffing. That is a complete false economy. So as well as the damage that we've have inflicted on us by the coalition government, we've actually self-inflicted even more damage than we didn't need to through poor decision making.
But the Trust has said all the way along that it has talked to staff, it has taken the staff's concerns on board and had the feeling that the staff is very much with them in making these changes.
That just shows how completely out of touch they are. Some staff, a select few staff, were involved in the design of services. Feedback from a lot of our staff is that actually they weren't involved in any meaningful way. They have done a lot of talking, but that's not the same as listening, and they certainly haven't done a lot of acting on the concerns that have been raised by staff, which is why we've taken this action at this time.
Yeah, now you've talked about more of your members, more staff ending up in A&E, which of course is a concern, I understand that. But what about the effect this is having on patients?
There's numerous effects it's having on patients. People not being seen as frequently as they were, not being able to get access to help in a crisis in a timely way. And for those people who do need admission to hospital, we've seen examples of people being assessed. It's agreed by everyone they need to be in hospital, and they're left at home, sometimes for a number of days, whilst they're waiting to find a hospital bed. And for those who do find a hospital bed, it's been very well publicised. We've seen a number of people over the last few weeks need to be admitted to Manchester and Yorkshire.
Yeah, which is something we did before Christmas. They admitted it was something that wasn't satisfactory, that patients are being moved around the country.
Yeah.
Now,
that's still ongoing.
What do you want done about this? Because it's very much in transition at the moment. The changes are being put in. If this process is stopped right now, isn't that going to cause more problems?
I don't think it will. I think it's to actually prevent any more further damage happening, and to prevent something serious happening. I don't want to be sitting here in a few months saying, oh, we warned this was going to come and we didn't do anything about it. We think that the things that are happening are so severe, we need to just put a stop, draw a line under things at the moment, take stock. We're more than happy to work constructively with the Trust to do a proper evaluation of the impact of the changes that have been made so far, and evaluate that in terms of quality and safety. Go out and speak meaningfully to the people who use our services, not just put on showcase events outside of the city that people can't get to easily. Actually go out and speak to people and find out what's happening. Then when we know the true impact of what's happened so far, then we can make a decision about what steps to take next.
Thank you for coming in this morning. Interesting from Emma Corlett, the Unison representative at the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust. Now, we did ask a representative of the Trust to come on the programme this morning. They say they need more time to fully investigate the union's grievance. They did send us a statement saying that the move has come as a surprise and rejecting any claim that the service is dangerous to patients or staff. As I say, we have a request in to speak to somebody from the Trust, and I'm sure we will do at some point. They say they need more time to consider their response, but as soon as they are ready, we will get them on to BBC Radio Norfolk to respond. But thanks to Emma Corlett from Unison for coming in to talk about her worries and the group's worries this morning. If you are somebody who has a family member, or you yourself are using the mental health service in Norfolk, I'd be interested to know whether you share any of these concerns. Have the changes that are going on at the moment made things better for you, or are Unison right to be concerned and to be calling for these changes to be stopped? Our phone number, 01603 617 321. You can text me 81333, start your message with the word Norfolk. Even if you work in the service, you can get in touch with us. You don't have to give us your name. It's just always interesting to know what it really is like, the genuine experience. And this is something that a lot of people care deeply about. When we did our special series on this before Christmas, we found that out with the response that we got. So 01603 617 321. You can text me 81333, put the word Norfolk at the start of your text message,